At this very moment, in Anchorage, Alaska, there's a titanic battle going on, a battle of wills, a battle of styles, a battle of beards. Fantastically furred competitors are strutting the stage today at the 2009 World Beard and Mustache Championships. And we caught up with current champion Jack Passion in Anchorage as he prepared for this year's competition. Now, you are the defending champ, and I guess you're competing in the natural full beard category, right?
That's correct. That means I can't use any styling aids on my beard. Uh-huh. And you'll see a lot of pictures of especially European competitors. They do these crazy curly cues and maybe even style their beard into a piece of architecture, the Brandenburg Gate.
Big hair pretzels, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Americans choose to go the natural route.
As a matter of fact, you're a Bay Area guy, I guess. I'm looking at your Facebook page, and all I see is a kind of beautiful, bushy, red rug.
That's what people like to call Big Red.
Uh-huh.
And it's my beard.
So what do you do to defend your title? Do you have any challengers out there that you're worried about?
I do have some challengers, none that I'm worried about.
Okay.
So in the natural category, you're judged solely on the quality of your beard. So length helps, but it's not the only factor. In England 2 years ago, I beat a guy with a much longer beard than mine.
Hmm.
This guy was like 6'6", and his beard was down to his waist. You know, quality, not quantity.
So all you need to do to get ready is just shampoo it and let it dry in the breeze?
There's a lot of care involved. It's got to be clean, conditioned. I stay after split ends. I can't use any on the day of the competition, but, you know, I regularly do an oil treatment on my hair. I mean, I take really good care of it.
How long is it?
I'm sitting down and it's past my waist.
All right. The Germans have dominated this competition for years, and I hear that their current champion, he has done things like spray his beard into the shape of bridges and gates. You mentioned the Brandenburg
Yes.
Gate in Berlin, and that he travels with a team of stylists and even has his own theme song.
He does travel with a team of stylists. A lot of these guys do, and you know, in the art world, we celebrate the painter, not the canvas stretcher. And in this, you know, we're celebrating this guy's beard that somebody else took 3 hours to do up. When I go to a beard competition, I want to be judged on my beard. Most of the mustache guys do style it up themselves.
What does one do to style a beard into something like the Golden Gate Bridge?
Well, you clean the beard, you get it a little bit wet, you spray in some hairspray, make sure you work it through. Start simple. You make some spikes or some shapes, blow dry them into that, and then you take other hair and then get detailed.
Okay, Jack Passion, would you do something for me?
Absolutely. Anything for you, Jackie.
Would you rub that beard on the microphone?
Yeah, you ready?
I am. That is more of the sound of the ocean than I expected.
Well, that's because that's how majestic it is.
A bounding mane, as it were.
Yes.
Jack Passion is the current world champion in the full natural beard category. And, you know, we're wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You can get a look at those amazing beards on our website, npr.org.